Among the earliest settlers to the New World, those of German origin have made a strong imprint on the Philadelphia area. Now, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, an organization that celebrates the history and legacy of Pennsylvania Germans is celebrating a landmark anniversary with a new opera.
The German Society of Pennsylvania was founded even before the United States. Its original mission was to be a resource for German immigrants who were forced to work as indentured servants to repay their passage from Europe. They had been coming for more than a century when the Society first opened its doors in 1764, and in the years since have continued to be influential in the socio-political, economic, and artistic life of the nation, most particularly in the history of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
The first three conductors were Germans, and even the last two prior to the young Canadian who came here were Germans too. So you have a long, long history of German musicians coming here.
Harvey von Auenmüller is president of the German Society. Its 250th anniversary celebrations continue this Sunday with a newly commissioned one-act opera. It features the Bach Choir of Bethlehem and orchestra and is based on the story of Bach's early life. This is not the burly, middle-aged family man that is the common image we have of Bach, says the opera's composer, Chuck Holdeman.
He lost his patience one day, and he called the bassoon player a Zipfelfagottist, the bumpkin bassoonist. And later, the bassoonist came after him on the street, and they got into this scuffle. So in the opera, we ended up having four fight scenes, each slightly different because different people told the story.
A world premiere performance of Young Meister Bach, a one-act comic opera by Chuck Holdeman with libretto by Bill Bly, is this Sunday afternoon at the German Society of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.